Cerebral satire contains strong language and thoughts that may offend. If you are easily offended, don't fucking bother listening to it.
Welcome to this week's Cerebral Satire, episode 33. Don't adjust your podcast feed, you have not got the wrong show. It's just this week, I have been conned into doing it.
Apparently it would be funny to hear me blunder away through a whole episode. So, let's see how the others are getting on. Ant, how are you this week, buddy?
I'm good, I'm really excited about this show that now we've conned you into hosting. It's going to be awesome, isn't it?
I don't know. I've got like a little nugget hanging out. My heart's going fast. I've
you
got
do.
A little bit
you,
of sweat
seem,
on my brow.
You seem very nervous. This is going to be ratings, mate. This is going to be ratings.
There's a lot of pressure. So anyway, going over to the other one that just couldn't be bothered to host this week, I think is what it is, because you want to play cards. Devil Vamp, how are you?
Hey, man. I'm in Atlanta with my nieces and nephews. I'm doing good. I just went and saw Jurassic Park. Jurassic World. Why is it we call it? I call it Jurassic Park. I can't stop calling it Jurassic Park.
It's because you're stuck in the 90s.
I guess I am. Went and saw Jurassic World, which was actually really good with my niece, my older niece. So that was awesome. First movie we ever saw together. So that's really cool.
How old is your niece?
A good week so far. She is almost 12. She'll turn 12 next month.
So you look like a pedophile then?
No, I probably look like her father, actually. But
yeah, true.
She's very blonde. So that's definitely. So, yeah, anyway.
Oh, my God, that sounded wrong.
Very blonde. Is she blonde? Is there's a the carpet mat?
Oh, no! I was going to go there and thought, no, that's not tasteful.
You guys, both of you are disgusting.
This isn't both a tasteful show, Wayne, is it? So
fair play.
Yeah, both of you are disgusting. That's my niece.
It's no bastard going to ask how I'm doing.
How are you, Wayne? I know you're nervous from hosting, but how are you?
Not good. Any of you two, like, because I used to work nights and I love day drinking, you know, I love the empty pub, you could do play darts, jukebox is always free.
Yeah.
I love day drinking, so I've been down the pub all day, surprise, surprise, on my day off. And I'm now in that state, like 9 o'clock at night, where you're actually hungover.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Really? But more importantly, when are you going to come over and hang out with me during the day? And get drunk.
You're never about during the day.
What do you mean I'm never
about? What do you mean always about? That's what he does. He takes care of his little one.
Don't take her down the pub and get pissed. Can you never hang over at 9 o'clock at night?
No, I've got grandparents. I can say, Mum, look after little one. I'm going out and get drunk with my buddy.
Yeah.
God, dear.
Right, how many times... been over mine once. I've been over yours loads. It's about time you trundled back over.
All right, we'll sort it out then. You tell me next time you're off. You're off for a whole week. I'll pop over.
I'm off tomorrow.
Can't go tomorrow.
Yeah, that fucked you up, didn't that? Huh?
Well, that's a bit short note.
You masturbate in your living room. I wouldn't visit you either.
Oh God, yeah.
I'm not that again. I don't ejaculate on the sofa.
Well, Vamp, at least he don't fuck his sofa like you do.
Hey, I was 12, fucker. I was fucking 12. Get break.
I don't want to sleep on either of you two fuckers' sofas, to be honest. So anyway, Wayne, start the show.
Why not? So, Ant, what's the first article we're going to look at this week?
Well, Wayne is a host. The first article we're looking at this week is been sent in by Adam Pearson, friend of the show. In a movie with Scarlett Johansson. He likes to tell Pete about that, don't you, Adam?
Star Naked.
Love you, mate. Star Naked. Love you, mate. You're a good bloke. So this one is about a man who sends a lookalike to a paternity test in order to avoid paying his child maintenance. So a father has caused an enormous amount of distress by this is on ITV News, so this is proper news story. A father has caused an enormous amount of distress by sending a lookalike to take a paternity DNA test so he could avoid paying his child maintenance. Highly manipulative Kenny was already in a relationship when he had a fling with another woman who became pregnant, Birmingham Crown Court was told. So that'll be Birmingham, UK, not in America, I think.
Birmingham, Alabama.
If that was Alabama, that'd be more about asking your sister, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be. Nice. That's a nice joke, Wayne. That's nice.
But anyway, she refused to have an abortion, the court was told that Mr. Kenny decided to do everything he could to avoid paying up. When the time came to take the DNA test ordered by the Child Support Agency, he tried to dodge his responsibility. Kenny was convicted of fraud after the mother of Kenny's two first children, wow, he's a goer, was also subjected to a DNA test, but he avoided an immediate jail term. The court heard that Kenny already had one child with his long-term partner, and she was pregnant with his second when they had the affair. What a classy fucking guy.
He can't keep his dick in his pants, man.
Kenny put pressure on the second woman to get rid of the unborn child. He said he could not determine whether it had been the defendant's idea or the person who had been sent, possibly a work colleague, who would have had physical similarity. Wow. What do you think of that one?
Do you guys think that dads have the right to, if they ask for an abortion, I kind of have a sense that if they ask to get an abortion, they should not be liable for that.
He's not liable for it.
He's liable for the child, right? He has to pay his child support.
I'm sorry. You dip your wick, mate. You fucking deal with the consequences. You can't say, oh, I shagged you. Now you're pregnant. And if you don't get rid of it, I won't be liable for this child. That's bollocks. You dip your wick, you're liable. That's it. That's the fucking unwritten word. As soon as your cock goes in that vagina, you are liable, my friend. Fuck that. Well, you can't just wash your hands of it.
Yeah. First of all, let's just get this out of the way. He should have wore a condom. Okay, motherfucker, go buy a condom. All right?
Go buy a
real
condom.
Easy. 25 cents. Go back.
But I'm from Birmingham. What's a fucking condom?
A condom.
Why didn't he just have a spare sock or something and put on the end?
We're from Birmingham. We're fucking AH workers from.
Shrink wrap. Bit of cling film over the end. That will keep it in.
What? They're from Birmingham. They put naan breads on their cocks.
What
they?
The fuck what? Are we bringing racists into this for?
No, I'm saying that's where I'm on about they like curry in Birmingham. That's not a racist thing. I like curry.
So it's a bit, just a bit.
It's not racist. They like, they've got the whole fucking curry aisle.
Put a fucking naan on the end of it.
They're famous for curries in Birmingham, for fuck's sake.
That was such a bad idea. You'd get crumbs under your foreskin and everything. That just wouldn't work.
It'd be eatable. Wow. It'd be like a keema naan, wouldn't it?
The best kind of naan for a condom? Right.
It'll get that crud. It'll get that crud from behind your foreskin, that all that pus and stuff.
Use pishwari, then that like if you have got like a fusty end, then that would cover it up. They'd think a bit of coconut on the end, but really smeg.
What's that? What's that kebab that's what is it? Kofti kebab. It looks like a cock. What's the really? Stuff that looks like a cock?
What, the elephant leg in the window?
No. Oh, mate. Yeah, it's a kofti, isn't it? So you just look like a kofti. You'd have a little munch of it. If you was fucking a fat bird with a peshwari naan on your cock, I'd be worried about my fucking cock.
Yeah, she'd eat your dick, man.
So Wayne, what do you think of this motherfucker from Birmingham?
Birmingham.
I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about other bread items that you can put on your dick.
Donuts.
The ring donut would be perfect.
Ring donut, that'd be good. In
bagel.
You could just hollow a loaf of bread out, couldn't you? Like, just hollow it out.
Add a whole new meaning to crusty bloomer.
What about a mango? If you hang
some locks at the end of your dick and make it into like a foreskin, you could almost be a Jewish guy.
A Jewish guy?
See, we're not out of the realms of possibility here for the simple fact that the other week a woman fucking put a grapefruit on a dick and slurped it like the Tasmanian devil.
Yeah. What about a baguette? You could go all French.
Yeah.
No, it's too crusty. You'd cut your dick on the shards of bread.
Shards of bread?
Yeah, it's very crusty.
Why don't you get shards of bread?
My kind of fucking...
What's a shard?
Hell, that rip your dick open.
All right, Wayne. So, if you had to put one food on your penis to fuck someone with, what would it be?
Something soft, like a marshmallow.
Marshmallow cock.
Yeah.
But, all right. Let me throw it back to you again. Right, sorry. So you got to fuck the person with said object, and then you have to eat it afterwards. Now it can be raw, so you can cook it afterwards. But you have to eat it afterwards. So what is that item going to be? You still going marshmallow?
Well, yeah. You say raw as if, like, cooking the item, you need to cook the bacteria off it. You go down on a woman, don't you? You don't cook a vag.
No, but I'm saying I'll wrap a fucking fillet steak around my cock, fuck a bird.
Oh, that looked like a scene out of fucking Saw. It looked like a scene from Saw if you have a fillet steak. Imagine the blood.
I was thinking of fish because they both taste the same.
Why would you want fish? That'd make your bed bits smell like crap. Come on, take this seriously.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me take this seriously.
Yeah, let's take whatever we do seriously.
Seriously, exactly. That's the least thing we need to do.
We're a free fucking musketeer amigo retards. We're not fucking...
No, we're not Shakespeare.
So he's putting fish on his cock. I'm putting beef. Yep. Your marshmallow.
Here we go. That's going to be hashtag Wayne's a pedo getting kids with his marshmallow dick.
Wait, no one says you're a pedo. You're an odiop.
You're an odiop.
Every fucking week I wake up on a Friday with GBL going hashtag Wayne's a pedo and I weren't even on the episodes.
You said it was Cata last time, so...
That's fucking both of them!
Well, they're both from down under. They're upside down. Literally.
So if I sent my brother in to get myself tested, we look almost exactly the same. So
apart from you're obese.
Yeah. Apart from that. And it's, but the he's smart. He sent a lookalike, but the fact that I would send my brother and we had the same DNA because we're
exactly, that would be the biggest retard move in history. So sending the person with the exact same DNA as you.
DNA.
But also, legally, I don't reckon if you both deny it, here's a fucking thing. If you both deny it, how the fuck can they tell? It must be the same with murder and stuff. It brings up a whole fucking grey area that if you're a twin and you fucking murder someone and both of the twins say you don't do it, that must bring up some... That must be a nightmare for forensics.
They don't know who did it.
Have you both got the same DNA?
Yeah, because we came from the same egg.
Identical twins.
We're identical twins.
Are you sure that there's not like slight discrepancies that they can pick up on?
Not when your eggs separate. When your eggs separate, the DNA from your dad's sperm and it's the same egg. So
Wayne,
that's why
Wayne.
The eggs is what makes your DNA up.
Wayne. Identical.
Identical twins, yeah. The only thing that's not the same is
they,
our
they look different. I've seen a picture.
Our fingerprints aren't the same.
There must be genetic buildup in them that make their fingerprints separate. So, there must be ways that they can unlock it to be able to tell.
Identical twins have the same DNA, Wayne.
I don't believe you.
Okay. All right. Another Wayne's facts. Here we go. Jesus Christ.
Why don't you believe him?
There must be a way.
I'm sure there's a way.
If they both spunk on the table, they must be able to say, right, that one is from him and that one's from him.
I don't know why that was the example in my head.
That's
bullshit because obviously different brothers will have different sperm counts or whatever regarding on...
You're getting too wrapped up in the spunk. I just meant leaving a product to their self on the table.
It's the same DNA.
So, like, if you had one hair from one and one hair from the other, they wouldn't be able to tell which one it come from.
No, not hairs, because we don't live in the same place and don't experience the same thing. Not hairs. But, yeah, if you take, like, a swab from the inside of your mouth, because that's where the dead skin cells from the inside of your mouth, that's where you get most of your people get their DNA samples from. Yes, my DNA and his DNA would be the exact same. because we're identical twins.
Really?
It's like, look, man, is he retarded?
They're not identical because I've seen the pictures. They look different.
Well, that's when you can start changing. You can start to change your DNA because you start getting mutations and things in your DNA.
Wayne, if you looked at us when we were kids, you could not tell us apart. You could not tell us apart when we were kids. You couldn't. Now it's different. You know, I smoked. He didn't. He got fat. I got a little less fat. Yeah.
It does. It. They can't be. See, now I'm almost swaying towards Wayne because.
Oh shit.
Let's say your brother gets cancer.
Yeah.
Surely that changes the genetic structure of your DNA as well. We'll have a mutation.
It doesn't change. No, cancer is a cell mutation. It's not a DNA mutation.
But surely that mutation will appear in your DNA.
Yes, it will appear in my DNA. Well, that sort of mutation will appear in my DNA. Yes, my brother and I have a lot of the same problems. Like, we both have gallbladder issues. His is removed. Mine is luckily still in. Although my appendix ruptured, but that may not be because of DNA. It may be because of just a failure or whatever. But
I'm pretty sure it would be fucking really, really difficult legally to sort that out. But
I think it would be difficult too. But if, you know, it's fucking interesting. If both of us, you know, denied, or she said, that's not the man I slept with, why is he here? And the DNA matched. And then she goes, well, that's not the man I slept with. Wouldn't that be weird? That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
That would be weird.
What if I slept with a girl? She didn't know I had a twin. I sent my twin in and she looked at him. She goes, that's not the guy I slept with. It sort of looks like him, but it's not exactly him. And they're like, well, that's him. He has the same driver's license. He has the same last name, everything. He looks exactly the same. And she's like, well, that's not him. That's somebody else.
Then that would probably get thrown out of court, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would get thrown out of court.
Because as far as the law concerned, you are the same person.
So if you're the same person, does that mean you've had a couple of kids then?
What?
Well, these brothers had children.
No, we're not. No, that's not what we're talking about. It's not.
So then technically, if they've got the same DNA, then he could have like parental rights to his children.
No, Wayne.
Right,
let's end it there.
All right, let's move
on. Right, fucking hell. But I never used a phone booth. I never seen the tolls. When I'm going to the movies, I take up 7 rolls because I'm fat, fat, fat. Shamo.
For our next story, we're going to look into a serious trouble in America, and that's obesity. Oh, fucked up. This isn't even in America, is it?
Not even in America! Listeners, this is how fucking much Wayne reads the stories.
Yep. Welcome to Cerebral Satire. Wayne's edition.
It's not in America. It's in Plymouth.
Anyway. 32-stone woman died across the bedroom. A 32-stone woman died after a bed collapsed and catapulted her across the bedroom. Susan Ann Mabin, 66, was trying to roll over in bed when her bedstead snapped and bizarrely flung her across the bedroom into a chair, an inquest heard.
Fat gun. She,
she broke her hip and foot in the fall. And it took 6 paramedics to carry her out the house. She later died in hospital. I feel really bad because like she died and there's you two sniggering away.
Did we find out how much 32 stone is?
What, in big. Pounds?
It's big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 14 stone is 100 pounds.
Okay.
Isn't it? It's 14 pounds in a stone.
Okay.
So 10 stone is 140 pounds. So 20 stone's 280 pounds. So 30 stone is, come on, help me, 360 pounds.
32 times 14, 448 pounds.
Fat bitch.
That's a
See, I think Susan was predominantly bedbound after medication for asthma, emphysema, and diabetes.
No shit. Because she's 32 stone. When you're 32 stone, you do tend to have fucking asthma, emphysema, and diabetes. With a fucking job.
The inquest in Plymouth heard that the bed had developed a bit of a wobble.
Bit of a wobble?
That is the actual quote.
How did that bed break so well that it bounced her across the room?
No, but this is the best bit. Apparently the bed was held in place by heavy boxes and belongings that had been placed at the foot. However, the boxes were moved when her living carer, Michael Mannon, redecorated her small flat in Plymouth and were never replaced. So I'm going to fucking have him for manslaughter, because if he'd put the boxes back, she wouldn't have flung out of her bed.
That guy's a saint. She had to clean the flaps on that lady. That guy's a saint.
Perhaps he had enough of the flaps and he thought, I'm not putting the fucking heavy boxes of belongings back. Fuck it, let the fat bitch fly.
You might be right about that.
Who said pigs couldn't fly, eh?
Poor bloke. Living carer.
I guess Star Trek wanted the whales back.
Oh, here we go. Nothing I'll say will stop you two doing puns now. You're going into pun mode.
No, we've done that last week. We've done all the puns. Hello, Fisher.
You're thinking.
You wait till you hear this whale of a tail, Fish.
Good to have you in this place.
I just had this image when I'm going back to the story. I've just had this image when it said, like, trying to roll over in bed, and it snapped and bizarrely flung her across the room. With the bizarrely put in there, I just got this image of her being perfectly thrown from the bed, and then she, like, lands perfectly sitting in the seat.
How the fuck can you get that fat, man? How the fuck can you get that fat? 32 stone.
Right,
we were just talking off air, saying I've put on 2 stone since I've stopped smoking. And I feel like an absolute fat cunt now. So I'm starting to run again. I'm starting to watch what I eat slightly. You know, you know when you're getting fat.
I hate to break it to you, but Susan gave up smoking in her early 30s.
Did she? Yeah. Is that what made her really obese?
Next thing she knew, she was having boxes put to hold her bed down.
Catapulting through her bedroom. 6 guys carrying her out of the house.
Seriously, you got to think that she just gave up, right? I mean, in the end, you just got to give up and just keep eating and just keep eating until you just go. You know, they have a TV show here in America called My 500 Pound Life.
Wow.
Yeah. So that'd be called My 33 Stone Life.
Do you reckon she's got a purple vest with black writing on saying beefcake?
I reckon. I mean, these people are in the hospital trying to lose weight, but right, they have family members sneaking food, sneaking like Burger King and Checkers and sneaking water.
And I bet you the family that sneak the food and go, "Why don't want to see her suffer?"
I know that's exactly what they say. That's exactly.
I reckon. I reckon this fall just quickened the process of her diet.
Oh yeah,
because out the medical, this is what the medical exam came back as, which was listed as her causes of death. Right.
Uh-oh. What's the list?
Respiratory failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Pulmonary.
Did you mean respiratory failure?
Respiratory failure.
Yeah, that is how we say it over
that's
here.
How we say it. We're English. It's our language. Fuck off.
There's two of us on the call. That's correct. Exactly. Bye.
Hip fracture. Morbid obesity.
You think?
Chronic kidney disease and type 2 diabetes. What a way to go.
It's all because of the diabetes, mate. Silent killer.
And how old was she?
66.
Oh, she lived long.
Too young. 66. Too young.
I say that's long compared to the life she led.
She was only 1 6 away from being hell of a fat.
Everybody ready? It's time to
teach Wayne.
Okay, Wayne.
Yeah.
Do you know that rats laugh when you tickle them? A study found that rats not only enjoy being tickled, but high-frequency recordings show that they make the same laughing sounds during tiggling that they do when they play together.
Shag.
No, but Wayne.
I don't even know what to say after that.
What?
A Stanford study found a high correlation between walking and creative thought output. Compared to sitting, those who walked demonstrated a 60% increase in creative thought output, regardless of walking outside or on a treadmill in a blank room.
That's rubbish, because Stephen Hawking don't walk, and he's, like, really intelligent.
Wayne?
Yeah?
Some non-venomous snakes protect their babies by eating poisonous frogs when they're pregnant. The tiger killback purposefully eats toxic prey in order to save the poison and passes it on to their eggs, which makes them poisonous when they're born.
So it's like Pokemon cards, you can evolve them then. So like, if you take the pus on, you can pass it on.
Yeah, or a bit like you giving AIDS to someone else.
Look, life's a lot like Pokemon cards. You never know what you're going to make poison.
Oh, better.
Oh, wow, Bulbasaur. That was a really good impression.
Bulbasaur. I love Bulbasaur.
Beaker.
Wayne?
Yeah?
The blue marble, inverted commas, is the only whole Earth photo taken by human hands. No one has since been far enough from Earth to take a similar picture.
Yeah, but we've got selfie sticks now. So, do you reckon that was the issue? They couldn't, like, put their arm up high enough or whatever, like, when they're in space. And they're like, no. I just realised how stupid I was sounding as I was going on.
Yeah. Wayne?
Yeah.
Do you know, you can still differentiate... Fucking hell, I've had wine. Differentiate between East/West Germany from space because the different types of street lamps used to give off different shades of light. So I'm looking at a picture now, and on the east side, it's a very sort of a darker street lamp, and on the west side, it's sort of lighter.
But surely it depends on the bulbs.
It's entirely dependent on the bulb.
Well, then it's not the street lamp, then, is it?
Street lamps use bulbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they've been changed since the country has been united.
Yeah, but they use the same type of street lamp.
Wayne, do you know how street lights work?
Well, it's the light and then they turn it on.
That's very true, but there's also the way the lamps are made.
Why is there cars going past?
Sorry. That was a UPS truck. The way the lamps are made is the way it deflects the light around them.
But it's the like bulb, I could
put a big lampshade in my living room and it would darken the room a lot more than it would be without said lampshade on, wouldn't it?
Lampshade, correct.
Yeah, but we're not talking about lampshades. We're talking about light posts.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
but if you change the bulb, if you change the bulb to like an orange one, then the country will go orange.
I'm done. I give up.
I give up as well. I can't help you on this one, mate. I've given you a fact. What do you think of the fact, though?
It's dependent on what you put in.
Okay. Wayne?
Yeah?
There is no red light 30 feet underwater. So that means that blood appears green at 30 feet.
And there's no red light?
There's no red light under 30 foot. No prostitutes under 30 foot.
So what with a... Why are we talking about light bulbs again? What would they come out as green as well?
If they were red bulbs, then yeah. Smart ass. Wayne?
Yeah?
Video games give you better morals. Studies show that doing bad stuff in virtual worlds can make you feel guilty, which makes you nicer in real life.
That's bollocks. The first thing... When Grand Theft Auto 3 first came out, the first thing everyone done and sniggered at, and was the plus point for the game, was, oh yeah, you get to shag a prostitute and then steal your money back. How is that feeling guilty?
But did any of those people statistically go out, steal money, and shag prostitutes in real life?
He didn't even listen to you. He did not even listen to the fact.
No, I just said that all those people that shoo off doing that on GTA 3, showing off. Does that mean you're guilty? Because that shows that you're showing off.
What? I'm lost.
See what I mean? That's not being guilty, is it?
You've lost me, so I don't know.
Ant, read the fact again.
Okay. Video games give you better morals. Studies show that doing bad stuff in virtual worlds can make you feel guilty, which makes you nicer in real life.
No.
No. Oh, I hope he don't cut the silence. I hope he doesn't cut silences.
Nope.
Just no. All right. Just,
nope.
Wayne. All right. Wayne.
Yeah.
A German officer asked Picasso, "Did you do this?" when he saw a photo of the painting Guernica, a painting about the effects of German bombardment on the Spanish town of Guernica. Picasso simply responded, "No, you did." Smart ass, wasn't he?
I don't like people like that.
What? Picasso or the Nazi?
Smart asses.
You want a medal?
He was being a smart ass, but it was to a Nazi.
Still smart ass.
Yeah, I'm with you, Wayne. Actually, I'm not over on smart asses. No, look at that. I'm so witty. You're not. Come on, Sri. If you're that fucking witty, come on, Sri. We'll say I'll deal with these two pricks every week.
No need to be nasty, was there,
Wayne?
Yeah.
In a heterosexual relationship, when the woman frequently texts her partner, they are both happier with each other. But the more men text, both partners feel less happy, and women often consider ending the relationship.
Who says that?
Study.
Who?
Fuck, do I agree? I agree with that shit. Holy fuck, do I agree with that?
What do you mean? You say you text all the time, though, didn't you? So that might be your issue.
I never text. I'm a shit texter. I'm a shexter.
Shexter. Shexter.
I never text anyone, ever. I never call anyone. I never text anyone. I'm like a little hermit.
Yeah, you are pretty bad at that.
I'd like to live in a shell.
I'm really bad at that. But when people, if people text me or ring me, I'm like, oh yeah, mate. Oh yeah, fucking awesome.
I've not spoken to anyone for weeks. Hello.
Exactly. But like, I ain't fucking spoke to you for like a month. But then I'll just go back into my shell again. And then I just got this image
of Ant being Eeyore in his house. Just looking down, going, I don't want to ring you.
It's not the fact I don't want to ring them. I just don't. It just
doesn't come across his head. Doesn't come across his mind. Yeah, my buddy Jamie's like that too.
It just don't come across my mind. Like
I've gotten better at that. Actually, I've gotten really better at that.
I should get better at that. But anyway,
yeah. I had to make a conscience up that every good. I didn't talk to my family for like a year, almost because of that. Because I just
that's
never
bad.
Called.
That's
I never
your family, them. Man.
Bad, man, I know. But I made a conscious effort when I turned 30 to do better. And I've
30 years too late, son.
All right, let's end.
Wow, this coming from the man who doesn't talk to us for like 2 weeks at a time.
I know, fucker. Wayne, this is the last one. Wayne, this is the last one.
Make it a good one.
It's a good one.
Oh, man, wow.
I'm under pressure from the host.
Mm-hmm.
The host quality control.
The host with a pedo post. Wayne.
I'm the only one out of us that never shagged anyone younger than themselves, so fuck you.
Well, you're also the only one out of us that ever shagged only one person.
Wayne is a guilt-craving host. Wayne?
Yeah?
A pine tree was planted in 2004 in memory of former Beatle George Harrison, but the tree actually died shortly after being infested by beetles.
Ha! That's fucking irony. That is, that's, wow. Because he was in the Beatles.
Done.
Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives Burke.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Burke, feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there. In the dark, waiting to come out.
Gonna go over to stateside now for our next story. Devil Vamp, what is it?
So, a haunted house clown accused of attacking mom and daughter with sex toys. A man has denied attacking a mom and her daughter with sex toys outside a haunted house while dressed as a clown. First of all, a clown in a haunted house is creepy enough. Dude, this guy is super creepy.
No. A clown in a house. What?
It's like the little rower in the boat. Robert Keller is accused of attacking Renee Genetto and her kids outside the Massacre Haunted House in Illinois last year. Genetto claims that she and her 17-year-old daughter were harassed, attacked, and poked by Keller and another man also dressed as a clown. She claims the pair brandished sex toys in the attraction's car park.
Her name's Regina. So did she have a sex toy up her vagina?
I guess she did. Is seeking damages with their lawyers claiming Keller and his assistant crossed the lines of decency. Louis Pisos, representative for both Keller and the haunted house, said that the accusations are not true. He said, Miss Keller positioned and the massacres positioned are that of allegations are false. The court cases is going to show how nobody did anything wrong.
Wow, he hired like someone proper, like Wayne.
I guess he did. This guy looks like a proper freak.
He's in his makeup.
No, he's not.
Anybody that dresses like a clown is a fucking weirdo. I hate clowns. Clowns are disgusting.
The pictures of him mugshot and that, he's in his makeup. He's not drenched in blood in real life, is he? It's
disgusting. Clowns are gross and they need to all be exterminated from this planet.
I agree with the clown thing. Definitely. Clowns are fucked up.
Do you two get freaked out by Ronald McDonald then?
I'd punch him in the face for giving... He's killed more fucking kids than fucking malaria has.
That's probably true, actually. And I go trick-or-treating with my nieces every single year, and anytime a clown comes up to any one of them, I pull my hand back like I'm going to punch him in the face because I'm going to punch him in the face.
When I was a kid, obviously... Tim Curry as Stephen King's It was like the scariest thing in history.
Yep.
And at the end of that movie, he's like a spider and shit, and I'm scared of spiders. And that's fucking, like, that was a double whammy. But then I realized it was Tim Curry, and he's funny, and I love him. So I sort of made it sort of laughable. But what was I going to say? Oh, fuck you. Have you seen American Horror Story? Any of you two?
I have not seen American Horror Story. I've especially not seen American Horror Story with the one with the clown on it. That's not happening.
Yeah, watch it, because that clown is fucked up. It's fucking awesome.
That will not happen.
I'm scared of fucking clowns, but that clown is fucking amazing. That's how to play an evil clown. Great. That is fucking awesome. He plays it to a T. He's brilliant at it. It's fantastic.
If you dressed up as a clown, would you make yourself angry in the mirror? Or would that fuck you up?
God. Oh my. No, if I dressed up as a clown, I would not make myself freaked out. First of all, I'm not dressing up as a clown ever. That's not going to happen.
Is that because it would freak you out?
When he wakes up as a clown.
Just creepy. And you were telling us about some haunted house in Los Angeles.
Don't change the subject.
There's nothing to talk about.
You're the one
here,
who just said you get angry. You get angry when you went trick or treating because you saw a clown.
No, it's not that I get angry. It's not that I get angry. It's just that I don't like them coming up to my nieces and I don't like them. Period. They're fucking creepy.
Don't like your niece.
They don't need to be my nieces and I. I don't like when clowns come up to us because it's fucking creepy.
The fourth clown is making him stutter. Clowns.
It's fucking creepy. I don't want them to come up to me. And I especially don't want them to come up to my nieces because they're creepy and they're scary. They don't need to. There's no reason for clowns to exist in this world. None at all. They do not bring happiness at all. Ever. Fucking ever. Any man that wants to dress up as a clown should be locked up.
Who was that? There was a mass murder in America, wasn't there? That was the clown killer. Oh,
not to mention on the West Coast there was a bunch of guys walking around that would just stand outside random people's houses with big ass knives, guns or something, as dressed as clowns.
People do that
just
here.
Just look at their houses.
People do that here.
Did you hear about near Great Yarmouth, Ant, where those people were dressing up as clowns and kept jumping out at people going boo, and they actually had to get like the police and everything?
Somebody gets stabbed?
No, but that's all they were doing was they were hopping out going boo, and that made all the local news, and the police had to actually like tell them to stop doing it because they were like scaring people.
They were lucky they didn't get stabbed in the throat, honestly. No.
You really hate them, don't you?
I don't like clowns. I think they're fucking creepy. I don't like them. I don't like them.
Were you ever touched by one?
No. It goes back to Stephen King's It, just like Ant said. It goes back to Stephen King's It.
No, that's Ant's story. Exactly. Stop nicking his story.
No, I'm not. I was agreeing with him the entire time he was talking because it goes back to that. Don't fucking come up to me dressed as a clown. It's fucking creepy. Don't do it. You're a creepo. Go away. If a man has a desire to dress up as a clown, he should be shot. just get rid of his DNA.
Anyway, Ant, you're telling us about haunted house in LA.
I don't know if it's in LA. I can't remember what it's. I'm trying.
I just guessed it was LA because it was on the West Coast. But it could be anywhere on the West Coast.
I mean, I've been trying to fucking find the fucker the whole time you two have been talking. But I saw not so long back. There's a place in America where you pay, actually, I think the entry is free or something.
Is it?
And there's a waiting list for over a year to get into this horror house. And there's fucking people spitting blood at you. They tie you up. There was one picture of a woman sat, so you sit on this sofa, and then all of a sudden these fucking people pull you through the sofa and shit. It looks fucking crazy as fuck. Wow. It's honestly, it's really weird. It's an hour long. And you cannot leave.
I was about to say, I guarantee you, you can't leave.
You cannot leave before.
Eventually, you're going to come up to where you're going to be the last one in the group that's going to be taken.
No. You have to. You cannot.
There's none of this. Oh, I've got a bad back. I can't.
There's
do
none like
none
I'm
of
too,
that.
There's oh. nothing like I'm too scared. I've had
gotcha,
enough.
Gotcha,
you
gotcha.
Have to, and you sign a contract before.
My pants are so soiled. I've got to go. You know.
Yeah. No. You are staying for that hour. You are fucking staying. And some of the stuff they were doing was just it was freaking me out. And I love horror houses. I absolutely love. If there's a ghost train anywhere, any theme park. I think I've said it before when we was doing Halloween. I'm there.
Yeah. I've been to them before. They don't bother me because I know they're not real. So it doesn't. None of that stuff ever scares me.
Well, you know, deep down in your thingy that they can't touch you, which then takes it away, don't it? That security blanket.
They're not going to hurt you.
No, they're not going to hurt you because they'll get prosecuted. But
I don't mind people.
They certainly do touch you.
Yeah, I don't mind people touching me, but they're not going to hurt you.
I don't mind people touching me.
Thing is, though, like London Dungeons has gone a bit more interactive in it since they've changed.
Oh, shit, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not the same, but the workers like tell stories about the amount of.
Did you get hanged at the end?
Oh, that bloody thing, that which is absolutely nothing. That's nothing, is it? Anyway, the workers have like loads of stories about like when they jump at people and the people get aggressive back and punch them boo, and then they go bang, like natural reactions just to fucking attack them.
They go into attack mode. They say you either go as a fucking rabbit in a headlight or you go into full fucking frontal beast mode. And that's what people do. Like some people, if you saw a burglar coming through your window, 50% of people would just stop and just fucking look, and 50% of people would go, "I'm fucking
grab the nearest item."
And
yeah,
that's just human nature. You can't.
No, bitch.
You know,
I got beast mode. I'm hitting that motherfucker with the something. But no, we have the one.
I don't
in,
know, dude.
Atlanta.
I've been in a situation like that where I've gone in. I usually go headlights for like 3-4 seconds, and then beast mode comes in. That seems to be. what I do, because I've been in situations like that where shit scared me, and yeah, like I've just stopped. I've like completely stopped in my tracks, and then I've had time to compute for that 3-4 seconds. And
I reckon your Cockney London kicks in. You're right, mate, and then attack.
Exactly.
I bet you. Exactly. I can see that's exactly what happens. You do all the sarcastic. You're right, mate. Bang.
I especially with my knife, it's instant knife in the hand. And
what the fuck? What is it with you? You've turned really weird the last couple of stories about knives and killing clowns.
If you've got fucking keys, use them.
Yeah, you got them. Use them, man. I've never been that scared, though. Like, I've never had that problem. I almost got robbed one time working at one of my stores. I almost got robbed. We were walking out the exit, and a manager, and there was two girls ahead of me and my buddies, and we were walking out, and they came screaming back in. And then the manager shut and locked the door just as this guy in the ski mask, pantyhose on his head, was coming out the door. He had a huge gun in his hand. No, he had a Bowie knife. He had a big-ass Bowie knife in his hand. And he was banging on the door telling us to let him in. I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. I don't know why would I let you in. But so that was the closest I ever got to being like actually scared.
What do you mean? I get scared all the time. Shit scares me all the time.
I get scared.
You don't.
There's no reason for me to be scared.
He don't get scared. He gets even.
No, why would I? There's no reason for me to be scared. Vin Diesel, isn't he? Yeah, I'm Vin Diesel, pitch black. I can't even see in the dark.
Okay.
Shine my eyes up.
I've just found this place out. It's in San Diego.
Yeah, so it is West Coast. So it's San Diego.
I knew it was West Coast.
LA.
Okay, so it's a place. Guys, please look this up because it's scary as fuck. Oh, it's 4 to 7 hours. Sounds now, and I apologize. It's called McCamey Manor, and no one under the age of 21 is permitted. All guests must sign an entrance waiver prior to taking the tour, and there are no exceptions. And you will live in your own horror movie, it says, and it's really fucking scary. So, should I read? Oh, fuck, it's going really loud.
This is scaring me now. There's actual, like, haunted house noises. Yes, you're talking about signing my life away.
Should I read the warning?
Yeah, go ahead, read the warning.
Okay, so it says, be warned, this is not your standard haunted house. This is an audience participation event in which you will live your own horror movie. This is a rough, intense, and truly frightening experience. You must be in great health to participate. Last year's haunt was absolutely nothing compared to the new McCamey Manor. Currently, this is a VIP reservation only event and is for adults only. A very limited amount of people will be able to attend on any given day/night. 1 to 2 tours will receive a special 2 to 4 hour personalized haunt experience. Only 2 guests will be attend per tour. Wow, that's scary. Do not wear expensive clothing. Do not bring anything that cannot get wet. This is a very aggressive experience, and our creatures will come into contact with you. You cannot in any way return the contact. If anyone becomes rowdy, i.e. pushing, shoving, running, they will be immediately removed, no questions asked. There is a no smoking, blah, blah, blah.
So there we go. So if you did get shit scared, just attack one of them and you'll be out.
Well, that's very, very true. So it becomes intense audio, lightning, extreme low visibility, strobe and fog effects, damp and wet conditions, physically demanding environments, close contact with creatures you might be touched, very real and graphic scenes of horror. Not recommended if you are pregnant, claustrophobic, have seizures, heart or respiratory conditions, or a big wimp.
So that's like the warning I get when I get up to go to the toilet then.
Do you ever like watch a fucking horror movie and like downstairs and then like you go, right, I'm going to bed now, and you turn all the lights off, and then when you're walking upstairs you walk a little bit faster than usual?
Yeah.
Is that just like a natural thing? I thought it was just
a natural thing. It's a natural thing. Yeah.
But I'd love to do this little horror house thing. I'd be up for that. I think
I'd be up for it.
Definitely. Let's go then. Let's make it a date.
No. If I can't hurt them, then I'm gonna run. So that's gonna happen. So if they can touch me, then I'm allowed to run. So, yeah, at least to the next scene.
To all our American friends, look up McCamey Manor in San Diego. Right, should we go on to the next one?
Fuck clowns.
Hello, I wish to register a complaint. Hello, miss.
What do you mean, miss?
I'm sorry, I have a cold. I wish to make a complaint.
Sorry, we're closing for lunch.
Never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot that I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
Oh, yes, the Norwegian Blue. What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's dead. That's what's wrong with it.
No, it's resting. Look.
Look, my lad, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
No, it's not dead. It's resting.
Resting?
Yeah. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian Blue. Beautiful plumage, isn't it?
The plumage don't enter into it. It's stone dead.
No, it's resting.
All right, then. If it's resting, I'll wake it up. Hello, Polly. I got a nice cuttlefish for you when you wake up, Polly Parrot.
There, it moved.
No, it didn't. That was you pushing the dish.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
So, Ant, why have we played that soundbite, then?
Well, Wayne, because we've been sent a story by someone. But... And we do need more stories, don't we? Send them to dsjmp@gmail.com, please. But this one's been sent by an anonymous winder-licking, stupid, 4 foot, overweight, drives a lot,
you
never listens.
Fucker.
Female moodiness, fucking pirate talking, sister shagging UK listener. There you go. So that's who sent this one. And this is about hilarious fake animal descriptions appear in a pet shop. There's a blogger called Obvious Plant, and he's known for putting up funny signs. And this time it is a pet shop who's been receiving the end of his classic prank. Classic. And so if you go head down to your local store and pick up a judgmental tree frog. So there's some pictures. Wayne will put it up, won't you, Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
And there's some pictures here. So the first one's called a Godzillus infantus, which Latin for a lizard, I think. So this guy's put a little sign up saying baby Godzilla lizard.
From Japan.
From Japan. It says loves to climb and destroy small towns. Atomic breath is great for toasting marshmallows. As an adult, may serve as powerful ally for either world peace or world domination. Inverted commas, owner's choice. He provides crickets for eating, giant moths for fighting, and refer to Obvious Plant Care sheet for more information. I think that says on all of them. The next one's is a Musculus Rattus, and he's put a thing as gym rat. which enjoys getting swole, never skips leg day.
No,
does well in pairs, so they have a spotter and provides tiny weights, steroids, and got back workout. $10. The next one's Odious Turtle, which is a turtle. And he's put regular, boring, normal turtle. He's not teenage, not mutant, not a ninja. He doesn't fight crime. He just sits there, not defeating the food clan. Seriously, what's the point? That one's great. The next one is Vos Christus. I'm trying to do Latin here, and it's very difficult whilst drunk, even though it's wine. And
should make it easier. Should make the words flow.
Latin's like wine. And he's called it a fiery hamster. And its spiky hair resembles Guy Fieri. He's bald. Who the fuck's Guy Fieri? I don't know.
Guy Fieri is a very crazy chef/foodie from the Food Network.
Okay.
Oh, is he that... bleached hair thing, is he?
Oh, yes. The bleached blonde hair guy.
Yes. From Food Travelings and Dinings or whatever it's called.
Diners, Dives, and Dinings,
yeah. Right. His bold, brash personality is annoying and in your face. He's attracted to clothing and other items with flame prints. He provide hot wings, mozza sticks, and other mediocre apps. So that's that one.
He should have said something about always locate sunglasses on the back of his head. Oh, I hate when guy puts his sunglasses on the back of his head. It drives me crazy.
I don't watch that show. I've seen it. I have seen it. But
It makes me.
So the next one is Invisibilis Genitalis. So the guy's put Invisible Jenny. Nearly transparent skin makes the fish difficult to spot. It clearly prefers schools of five or more. Haha, clearly. Get it. Right. Suggested care item is tiny sweaters so that you can see them easier. Temperature 72 degrees to 82 degrees. A maximum size, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Clearly.
And I just like the picture as the fishbowl with nothing in.
Yeah, just nothing in it. Okay, next one, Python Abetical, which is, he's put as Creeper's Python, an ideal pet for men with ponytails.
Yeah.
He looks cool, creeper wrapped around katana sword. Owners must own camo cargo shorts and have questionable understanding of martial arts. And it must provide unkept bachelor pad and frozen Ford rodents.
That's very good. Oh my god, that's so clever.
So we've got just two more. The next one's for fucks.
If you have a snake and you're single, kill yourself.
Okay, all right, all right, next one is Melaspithecus Mortum. I think I nailed that. And he's put it as the Haitian voodoo death bird.
What?
Yeah, because it's got red eyes. The eyes glow red with the power of evil spirits. It uses black magic to enslave human owner. Devours the souls of others to prolong own lifespan. Provide goat's blood and ancient Creole spell books. And the last one is Litoria Ludicantes. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm really glad you're reading this story, not me.
Yeah, we should have made you read this one. And he's called it the Judgmental Tree Frog. Its inquisitive and watchful nature, it constantly judges your life choices. When are you getting married? Question mark. Seriously, an art degree? Question mark.
This is the best one.
God, is that a tattoo? I love the Judgmental Tree Frog. That's the one I'm going with. Judgmental Tree Frog. So
I guess that's, single that's, I'll go with the
if you go down to your local pet store, this blogger guy might have hit it. It's to me, it's like the fucking Amazon things, like the Amazon reviews.
Yes. Oh my god.
The Amazon reviews are better than the fucking products you're buying.
Yes, they are.
Just watch the fucking Amazon reviews because they're hysterical. And well, this guy's doing so great.
Some of those reviews about movies, especially the really bad movies, are hilarious. They're so funny.
Wayne, what do you reckon to this?
Well, that made me laugh. That's why I recommended it as a story.
Wayne, if you're taking one of the pets, which one are you taking?
I like the invisible fish. I couldn't kill it.
I think you're more of a turtle guy.
the regular boring normal turtle.
Yes, I think you're more the turtle guy. I'm taking the python because I'm the single guy out of all of us.
And you got a ponytail.
Yep. I wish I had a ponytail.
But he wears cargo.
And which one are you taking?
Out of all those, Judgmental Tree Frog. Fuck yeah.
Are you going to have another wine, are you?
One more wine? You know you've got to look after your daughter in the morning. But yeah, awesome. I'm happy.
Awesome. Let's move on.
It's a fucking Wayne's questions, isn't it?
That was live. Fucking one take Jones right there.
Right, apparently this segment was good enough last time to warrant a second outing, so here we go.
Well, people said that. That's a really low bar to get a second segment on the show.
Yeah, if that had a start and an end, you've got a second segment. So
yeah, all you have to do is make us laugh and you're in. That's it. That's all you have to do.
All we need is like one person to say, yeah, I really like that. We're doing it.
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah, that's it. You're done.
So these are basically a selection of questions.
Selection?
I think of, and I thought they were cleverly smart, and these two will probably...
I think of this.
These two will probably answer them and make me look like an idiot.
World questions.
Well, I'm driving around lonely on my bus. But
I think
you should keep you should keep a scrap notebook paper next to you and
that'd
write
be funny,
down.
Wouldn't I? I just keep pulling up people while I get to their destination. I'm like, fuck off, I'm writing my questions.
No, you seriously, you should. And when you see something weird, you should be like, oh, I should write that down for Cerebral Satire.
I do that. I do it on my Scribble.
I do it too.
Anyway.
So I actually wrote down this week on holiday, just a bit of a side note, I write, stop fucking swearing, just as a note, because I was sat on a table having breakfast.
Yeah.
And there was a little kid, no older than 6, swearing his mouth off. And I was going to mention it on the show. And
like
his mum turns around and said, stop fucking swearing, you.
You like,
really? Really? And I was going to use it for the show. So I wrote it down in my notes.
Sorry, Wayne.
Sorry, Wayne.
Wayne's questions, not Ant's holiday.
Ooh.
Right.
Oh, all right. Fucking Ant show, though. Fuck off.
First one up. How can someone be dirt poor and another one be filthy rich?
Ah,
well, expressions in it. Where have the expressions come from?
You can always tell when Wayne's been drinking. Dirt poor and filthy rich.
Yeah.
Well, dirt poor. Obviously, all you have is dirt. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Being filthy rich, money is naturally dirty. So if you have a lot of it, you're obviously going to be filthy.
Like dirty money.
Yeah.
Oh, this exactly has happened. Right. This has happened again, huh?
Yeah.
See, I thought that was quite clever, and you've gone and shouted.
Ant didn't even have to help me on that one.
Right, I've got one. There is no fucking answer for this one.
Right.
Why is the Lone Ranger alone if he's got that fucking Indian dude with him?
Who the fuck's the Lone Ranger?
You don't know. You know who the Lone Ranger is. With Tonto. Tonto and the Lone Ranger.
Ooh.
Fucking Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger. He's got Hi-O Silver Lone Ranger.
Really?
What world did you grow up in?
What do you mean, what fucking world did you grow in? What the fuck is the Lone... Let me fucking wiki it. I'm wikiing it.
Fucking Lone Ranger. He's like... You watched him as a kid.
I bet I didn't.
But, well, no, he probably didn't know.
It's from 1933, Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't watch him when he was... I knew you didn't watch him when he was a kid.
I watched him as a kid.
And then it was in a 1957. Oh, yes, I didn't watch it. The last Lone Ranger was... There was a 2013 movie with fucking cunthead in.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, him. And then before then, it was 1981. So that was
Wayne,
just...
Wayne, the reason why he was called the Lone Ranger is because he was called the Lone Star Ranger. To begin with, because he was from the
Lone Star
State. Texas.
Yeah, yes. Lone Star State.
That was 1915, and they moved that, and then they just took it as normal. Everyone just takes
all right. So if
makes
he's
their own 1933 radio show.
So if he's the Lone Ranger, because I've heard of Texas Ranger, is that the same thing then?
Yeah, he was technically like the original Texas Ranger, technically.
Okay, because I've heard of Texas Ranger. So he's the original Texas Ranger, which is the Lone Star State, which is Texas, and that's why he's the Lone Ranger. Yeah?
But he's got his Indian friend. Anyway.
There you go.
Why do people say they slept like a baby when babies wake up every few hours?
Because babies sleep like 16 hours a day.
Because babies normally... babies can... And they can also
fucking
sleep
hell,
through
Andy.
Anything.
Calm it down.
They can also sleep through anything. Babies can normally sleep through like all kinds of noises. They say when your baby sleeps, when you first get them back from the hospital, they say make as much noise as possible when they first get back.
Because it adapts to it.
Wayne. Correct, exactly.
Wayne,
yeah.
Why didn't you say like sleep like a log?
Yeah, they're probably better.
I told you I didn't want to fucking do the segment. Then you're changing the.
It's just an idiom. It's just an idiom.
Right. Right. I know you're going to do this from a scientific point of view, but that this is like fictional question. But
oh, here we go.
With the theory, you'll see what I mean.
I think, Wayne, for the next week, you should do a group of idioms and hit us with a few idioms, and then we can dissect the idiom.
Can you stop saying idiom? That was an over-excessive use of the word idiom. Anyway, if you dug a hole through the centre of the Earth and then jumped in, would you stay at the centre because of gravity?
No, because you burn alive because it's well, really
yeah, well, I said don't take this literally, but... What would happen?
Yes, technically you would just float there. Yeah, that's correct.
I can't. What are the rules? You're not giving me set rules. I don't know what the rules are.
He's acting like there's no core in the middle of the
so
earth.
So you're not going to burn. You've dug a hole all the way through. There's no... The temperature is normal, say.
Yeah.
So you've got to suspend your disbelief for a second with that aspect.
Right.
You're looking purely at the gravitational side.
So we're looking at pure gravitational.
Right? Would you fall all the way to Australia and see fucking Cat on holiday?
Stay in the middle. You'd stay in the middle, yes.
Stay where you are.
You'd stay near the core, because the core is the reason why the Earth has a gravitational pull in the first place.
Okay. Fair enough.
You've got any more?
More?
Right, I've got... we'll finish with me, actually. This is really clever. This is a proper one. I know this is going to fuck you up. And if you get this one in a second, and you're not to type this, what part of the human body does not repair itself?
What? That's not a question, though, is it?
Part of the human body... It's an actual organ?
It's just a part of the human body. What bit doesn't repair itself?
Be the brain, wouldn't it?
I guess, yeah. The brain, I'm guessing.
No.
Okay, what is it?
I'll give you a clue. It's in your mouth.
The tongue?
No, someone else said that.
Your teeth?
Yeah, there you go. Little fact for you. It's the only bit of the human body that doesn't repair itself in some form.
Not really a part, though. It's kind of like its own thing.
It's a part of the body, isn't it?
I guess.
But what about baby teeth?
I don't repair itself, do they? If you fall out.
But the gum line repairs.
That's the gum, isn't it? That's not teeth.
He just wanted to one-up us on something.
And I did. Thank you. Did. That's where we'll leave it for this week.
There you go.
We'll go now to the final story.
Right.
Scooby-Doo's less confused than you, you prick. You'll be confused up your fucking canister up. You want to wait till the game, or do you want to make one with me now? Don't punch above your weight, you long streak of piss. Well, stop punching your old woman about then, wanker. Would you fucking say, you mug? You fucking heard, you fat fucking joke.
We're now going to go over to Devil Vamp now, because he wanted to do a story about the type of... Oh, fuck that up. I was trying to make a witty pun about you, like, being a geeky game player. I just ran out. Right, we'll start again.
No, we'll keep this again.
We'll just
fine.
Keep that.
That's fine.
DailyStar.co.uk. Woman stabs gamer boyfriend to death during a row over Xbox. A woman allegedly stabbed her gamer boyfriend to death during a row over Xbox. This Aisha Barr allegedly thrust a kitchen knife into her Christopher Green's chest last month. The couple were arguing over the console before the row turned into physical, according to police reports. 26-year-old Green was rushed to the hospital in Newark, New Jersey, where he tragically died, cops added. Barr, 28, was charged with aggravated manslaughter, but pleaded not guilty during a brief appearance in the Essex County Superior Court. The Xbox One is the world's most popular gaming consoles. More than 6 million were sold in the last 3 months. So,
I like the way they put that little plug at the end.
I was going to say.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Little plug at the end there.
It's weird.
Is this story sponsored by Xbox?
I guess it is. I just think it's funny that, you know, that I've never seen a couple fight over Xbox. I've seen a couple fight over the fact that somebody plays Xbox too much. I have fought. How many have you had that problem?
I've got a story. right.
Do what you get.
We've spoken about this offline. Like, you're my mate, so we speak.
Yep.
But I don't feel I've ever shared this online. I was with another girl called Amy. And she was a fucking nutcase. Right?
Double down on Amy, did you?
She was a nutter. Absolute fucking nutter. And was playing Monopoly, right? Me and my mate, Naif, and her playing Monopoly. She went for a piss. Monopoly's an aggressive game, you know. She went for a piss, and I said, as a joke to my mate, like whisper, like pretend whispering, should we nick her money?
Yeah. Oh.
She came, went for a piss. She came downstairs. She went, you've nicked my fucking money.
Oh.
No, I have not nicked your fucking money. I have not nicked it. We was joking. She went, bollocks. And she... She threw the Monopoly board at my face, jumped over the table and started hitting me.
Like for real, punching you in the face?
For real, proper as hard as she could, punching me in the face. I don't hit women, but for fuck's sake, you can't go all at me and not expect me to come back with something.
Right, brilliant, so and beat women. Answer wife.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, yeah, Wayne, yeah. So I'll just let her fucking beat the shit out of me.
You hold her down, you don't beat her back.
All right, Wayne, you was never there. I never hit her.
It's a game of Monopoly.
She's hitting the shit out of me, Wayne, for no apparent reason.
And I would have punched her in the fucking face.
I wanted to. I wanted to.
If you're man enough to come at me, real fist, I'm man enough to punch you back.
So exactly, if you're fucking big and bold enough to start hitting the shit out of me, then you know we're going.
Yeah.
Anyway, I picked her up and I threw her up against the wall, and I was probably millimeters second away from laying her out. And then my mate jumped in and said, "Look, calm down." Then she goes to the other room where my musical decks are, which costs like fucking £1,000 at the time, and she picks them up. Throws them across the room. This is over Monopoly.
You got to go.
Oh, man, she was one crazy son of a bitch. But I can see how people just have it in their psyche that they're just fucking mental cases and they'll just do anything over that. So I understand this story, I do. But fuck me.
What item of Monopoly was she? Was she the little dog or the thimble?
She was definitely the dog.
Because she likes it doggy style.
Or didn't, obviously.
I have a big family. I've told you guys I have a huge family. And so growing up, man, we played board games. Whenever my big family, Christmas, Thanksgiving, any big celebration we get together. We're going to be doing it this coming July. We get together when we go to the beach. And we get together and we play board games. That's what we do. And there's been a myriad of assaults happen to us during board games, but the biggest one of them all was the fact that we were playing Scattergories. When we play Scattergories, our rule is the entire group votes whether it's an actual answer, a good answer or a bad answer. The actual group votes. So my dad and my uncle got into a fight whether a pot or a ladle was a utensil. My dad says, because the letter was P, was pot. He said a pot was a utensil to use in the
pot
kitchen.
Ain't a utensil.
That's what we all said. And we got into a huge argument that it carried outside of the house. All of us are screaming at my father. And my uncle went into the kitchen, grabbed a ladle, grabbed a pot, and threw it at him on the lawn of the kitchen. You talking about Floridians? That's some Florida shit right there. When you're throwing pots and pans at each other on the lawn. To this day, it lives in infamy. My father can never live it down, the fact that he tried to get pot as a utensil in Scattergories. We still talk about it. And I was like 8 or 9 when it happened. I'm 32 now. We still talk about it to this day. Still.
Fair enough.
That's how intense. Isn't it? You'd use a utensil in a pot.
Yes, exactly. My father just trying to get away, just trying to get extra points.
Well, that beat my story.
What's your story, Wayne?
Yeah, what's your story, Wayne?
I was playing Trivial Pursuit once when I was really young, and they had like the thing from Disney film, and I can't remember the question, but I guessed that little buggy thing, and they wouldn't let me have the points, and that was Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, yeah, Jiminy Cricket.
So yeah, I threw a
Pinocchio.
That's it. So I threw a hissy and went in the other room. That was my story. So I wish I'd have gone first when the standard was lower.
Me and oh, fucking hell. Sorry.
I'm laughing so hard. I'm
fucking hell. Me and Amy argue. Our game is Scrabble. I love Scrabble. I'm a big Scrabble fan. And me and Amy constantly argue over Scrabble. Mm-hmm. Like, what words, what? So we've got a family Scrabble dictionary now. We've got a proper dictionary. And like, because some of the fucking shit she comes out with, like AA. Right?
AA, yeah. Triple AA.
AO. AE.
What's AO?
It's in the fucking Scrabble dictionary, so it's fucking good.
Wow. Wow.
Like, that's all these little two letter ones that, like, XI is good. Like, really? Fuck off. That's not a word. And she remembers. She's got good, like, she's good at remembering shit, like the scientists in her. So she remembers all these two-letter words, and I can't remember shit. So I'm, like, trying to cheat, trying to look at the dictionary. Like,
yeah. You sure they're just not, like, elements that she's putting down?
No, it's like fucking, they are officially Scrabble words.
I can't remember a time where I got into a fight with one of my girlfriends over a board game. I can't remember. Although
Monopoly's a killer. Monopoly's started more fucking arguments than World Wars have.
Oh, God, yeah. But I can remember the times where I've gotten yelled at for playing Xbox. I can remember all those times.
That's just because you're being unsociable, bastard.
If I'm playing a computer game, I'm playing on my own. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I'm wanking.
All right, let's get out of here, Wayne.
Yes, I think on that bombshell, get the image out of our heads. We'll end the show there.
Me wanking. If Wayne would have created the picture show, which he promised last week on DSJMP.com,
which he didn't do,
and he didn't do it, then maybe we could see me wanking.
No, we can't.
I wouldn't want to see it.
Are you going to create that page, Wayne?
Yes, all right, I will. Sorry. I've got another one 2 weeks before this gets uploaded. I'm fine. I've got 2 weeks.
Oh, you got one fucking week.
No, you had last week to do it.
Last week, you said it on the show that you're correct.
You said twice. You said you were going to post pictures to
shit.
You don't listen to our fucking shows. That's the problem.
I've put a picture of me trying to do my coat jacket that I can't do anymore. I can barely do my trousers now. That might be a new one.
What size waist are you?
I'm still trying to fit into 34, but I look like I'm going to have to go up.
You're going 36.
That's bad. I'm getting into big boy land.
You're only 4 foot. You're 36 waist.
Oh, no. I'm going to soon have to go to bigger land.
I'm 36, but I'm 6 foot.
I'm 32 at the minute. I'm struggling in the 32s.
I'm getting fat. Anyway, me biting my nails worrying about it. Thanks for listening. You can find us on...
Here we go.
I'm not doing the plugs.
No, go on. Do it. You've got to do the plugs. You're the host this week.
I didn't want to be the unwilling host.
Coming into all my... What's the website?
DSJMP.com.
What's the episode we want to do that we need everybody to contribute?
We need all your stories.
Yes. Yes.
Stop the podcast right now.
We need your stories. Send them in, guys.
Hashtag C-Satire. See what I can do?
Send them in. DSJNP.com@gmail.com. We need your stories very badly. We got a couple of them. We need some more. Send them in.
Show doesn't fucking work without you.
Send them in.
Okay.
Exactly. Send it in, bitches. Just send it in. Fucking A.
Hey, yeah, but
Rate us. That's another one he says. Rate us on iTunes. Get us up.
Mm-hmm.
Get us up.
Like Wayne. Get us up.
Hello, Claire.
Why the fuck did I just look at the door when Ant said that? Ant just said hello, Claire, and I looked at the door as if I'd done something naughty.
Yeah, rate us. I'm at MC Vigilante on the Twitter. You can follow me because I'm the coolest of the bunch. I'm like, you know, cool in the gang. I'm the cool in this gang. That's what I'm fucking saying.
I am not Devil Fam. I am definitely not the coolest, but I'm definitely not the uncoolest.
I just want to put it out there. Iron Code this week put Ant is good, but Yadi, there's one too many O's.
Well, when you're good, buddy. You must be really good.
And before we get started with the downfalls of religion, you can find me on at Wayne's a Baker. And now we're going to leave you.
Are you changing that fucking name?
Oh, here we go. It's all about what I don't do, isn't it?
You're not a baker anymore.
Fucking what I fucking don't do. We'll fucking change your fucking Twitter fucking name, you twat.
Why am I Irish?
Because that's how you fucking talk like this. You know, you fucking farmer boy. This is Irish, boy. We talk like this in Ireland. But this is fucking you, you fucking East Anglian twat.
Hey, Wayne, change your name.
Change your fucking name.
Odie up, man. Odie up.
He will never put it as that. So, what are you going to put it as, Wayne?
I have got one funny one, but it will only be funny to me. So,
go on. What is it?
Well, I'm just going to put it on at stuck on 384.
No, it's got to be Wayne is A something.
But I'm going away from Wayne. Wayne is getting retired.
No, that's your thing. And everyone knows it. Wayne is A something.
Yeah. That's Wayne getting abused, isn't it?
Wayne's a
twack.
Twack's too simple.
Wayne is a monster.
Or we can tie it in with the music that is currently now playing in the background. Wayne is a cunt.
Wayne is a cunt.
Wayne's an odium.
And he's ruling the world. So, on that bombshell, thanks everyone for listening. Cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running the world. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll feed your children on crayfish and lobster tails. Find a school near the top of the league. In theory, I respect your right to exist. I will kill you if you're moving next to me. Ah, it stinks. It sucks. It's anthropologically unjust. Oh, but the takings are a riot first. Perfectly natural. Do you think that I'm some kind of dummy? It's the ideal way to order the world. Fuck the morals, does it make any money? And if you don't like it, then leave. Or use your right to protest down the streets. Yeah, you see it right, but don't imagine that it's hurt. No, 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 I've come fast.